Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, the conclusion to episode 167. This is part two, God's Peace, Wonderful Peace. Today is Sunday, October 3rd, 2010. And welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota and located in Disciples Ministries, historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you live anywhere in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. Also, join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at Pastor Paul's blog. There you're going to find scripture links within the messages. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. Join us every Friday for part one and every Sunday for part two of Pastor Paul's weekly podcast. For the month of October, these are the following messages: God's Peace, Wonderful Peace; Jesus Trusted in God to Deliver, Can We; Live Life Earnestly; Sow in the Wind, Reap Under Clouds; and Made Willing. So have a great month of October. We'll see you back here every week, both Friday and Sunday. God bless you.
It is a peace that passes all understanding and stops every argument. You walk in with that spirit on yourself, and all of a sudden you're radiating the peace of God. You're radiating Jesus Christ. And that's the peace that passes all understanding. And that's what the world needs, and that's what people need right now, is peace. Hey, you take a look at the world right now. It says they're going to cry out for peace, peace, and there'll be no peace. There ain't going to be no peace. Ireland's going to get worse. Gaddafi's going to go crazy. We're going to go crazy. Russia's going to go crazy. And it's part of God's plan. Don't worry about it. Have peace in it! Talked to a woman. She says they were going to go somewhere. They were going to go to Israel. Or they go to, oh, no, we won't go there now. We're going to Honolulu now. I said, well, they hijack planes in Honolulu, too, you know. No, no, I says, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. God, give me peace. He says, he'll be with me wherever I go. I said, well, that means he'll be with you in prison, too. Yeah, yeah. That means they'll be with you when they hijack you. I mean, you just can't go someplace to get your peace. I'm going to go to Honolulu because it'll be peaceful there. I go over there, it'll be warring over there. No, you have a peace with you, God with you, that brings you peace. Are you hearing this? But how can you rejoice in it if you don't know what it's all about? How can you rejoice in this thing? How can you have peace with God? Peace has been declared in the court, let's say, of divine justice. And as soon as we receive the good news, peace enters into the minor court of the human judgment, enters into our minds, and now we have peace. But you've got to understand it first, and you've got to receive it. And that's where people fail. They don't allow Jesus Christ to work in them. They judge themselves, and that's where they fail. Don't judge yourself. Because you judge yourself with no mercy. You judge yourself with no love. You judge yourself with no forgiveness. I'll say you've been a total stinker for 2 weeks. And then you fall into judging yourself. Well, I have no mercy on myself. I have no love for myself. I have no forgiveness for myself. And you know what happens? You lose your peace. How many have lost their peace lately? All of you have. You know why? Because you try to work it out yourself. You try to work it out yourself, and then you fail, and then you start to judge yourself. And then you judge yourself with no mercy, no forgiveness, and no love. And then you become self-conscious instead of God-conscious. And now you've got yourself introverted into yourself, and you're thinking all about yourself and what a crumb bum you are. And you just go on judging yourself. And you know, and I've said this many times. God does not allow man to see how totally depraved he really is. God first gives us the remedy, Jesus Christ. He says, here's the remedy, and now I'm going to reveal you to you. Here's the remedy, total love, total forgiveness, life everlasting. And then slowly, after you have the remedy, he starts revealing you to you. Shocker. But you have the remedy. You have the remedy before the revealing. You know, one day of sins that we unconsciously, do would be enough to send us all to hell. Sins, I'm talking about omissions. Things we should have done and ought to have done, but never did. Like putting off changing. That's sin. Like putting off forgiving. Now, you just do that. You don't even think about it. You don't think of it as sin. You just don't do it. Oh, you put off forgiving. You put off helping somebody. Like not repenting when God convicts you. Like bearing false witness probably lying about somebody, by telling a half a truth about, by saying nothing to discourage gossip about somebody. That's all sin. By causing divisions. I mean, 1 hour of examination of every thought, every hidden thought, even from ourselves, every hidden desire, every weird hang-up. Oh, I don't have no weird hang-ups. Oh, yes, you do. Say amen, somebody. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus Christ, everybody would go to hell. Now, all right. Now, that should bring you peace. Now, did you hear what I just said there? If every thought, if every intent, if every weird hang-up, if every desire of every sin you commit by not even thinking about it, gossip, causing division, evil questioning, and all these things were put against you, you'd all go to hell. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and your conscience, it says, is washed by the water of the Word, perfect peace from the Word, and the blood has cleansed you and made you righteous, that is the only thing that will give you peace. Did you understand that? Now, you could just be as perfect as you could be all day, pursy-lipped, not get into anything, and still sin a million times. You know why? You're encased in a body of sin. You're going to die with that body of sin. What hope is there? Jesus Christ. That's what you have to preach, and that's what you have to give. Don't give people your self-righteous self. How many understood what I just said there? See, I think this is the message we have to give everybody. This is the message that everybody's totally going to go. Now, don't tell me any different. Don't try to tell me any different. I won't listen to it. And then don't pull out all your I don'ts. I don't smoke. I don't commit adultery. I don't covet. And now, even if you keep every one of the Ten Commandments perfectly, which you cannot do, it's totally impossible. Even if you could, it still wouldn't do anything without the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the total message is, receive a remedy, His Son Jesus Christ. And the more of Him we accept as a remedy, the more He reveals to us of our true nature. Now, you can go along for years. Now, preacher, listen to me, preacher. Now, don't tell me no different. I'm tired of them phone calls. My God, listen. The more that God reveals you to you, and the more that you, because He's given you more remedy, He's given you more power, He's given you more grace, the more He's going to reveal you to you. Did you ever think you were going along just swell? Huh? And you thought you were going along just well, and then God gives you another remedy. It's sort of like, let's say it's a bottle. Here's some more remedy for you. It's a bigger bottle this time. Has to be. Drink the whole thing down. Well, why? Because there's going to be a bigger revealing.
Oh, God. I thought I was so holy. I thought I was so righteous. I thought I was so... God, I'm worse than they are over there.
There's a remedy. There is a remedy. But the more you move in the Lord, and the more that God shows you, the bigger the bottle of remedy is going to be, and the more God is going to reveal you to you. And then you're going to die. Then you're going to be glad to die daily. Say amen, somebody. Did you have a rotten week this week? Good. It's a revealing time. Wouldn't it be something if people smelled every time they were rotten? Ooh-wee. Well, that's what they say about each other. What a stinker he is. Boy, does he ever raise a stink when he comes in. Well, let's look at it this way. If you did, we'd probably change more. People walking around with clothespins on their nose down to the job would make you want to change, wouldn't it? Oh. Wouldn't it, Corey, if everybody, you come in there, you just happen to be here, but, you know, and you put a clothespin on their nose, Corey's here, get the clothespins out, quick! Morning, Corey. Morning, Corey. Huh? But see, you smell it, and I smell it. Praise God, everybody else doesn't smell it. You know. And you know what saves you? The blood of Jesus Christ is still working. It's just as powerful as it ever was. It'll cover up a stink. Say amen, somebody. And the water of the Word, it'll wash you. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin, and you need a bath every day, every second of your living day. God, you need it. And you know, the more you get into this, and the more you realize that no one can be saved but by the grace of God. And now you start to glory in God in the cross, and you don't glory in what you've done, and you lose yourself. Oh my God, help me to die to myself. How many are hearing this? And then, of course, we say, Lord, have mercy. You ever said that? You just got done raising a stink. And you got off the phone and you're kind of shaky, you know. Oh, God, what did I do that for? And you got a gut ache and you're all white. You look in the mirror and you're all white and pasty looking. Ugh. Ooh. Ever happened to you? Huh? Did it ever happen to you? What's going to cover that? You know what you're going to say to yourself? You're going to say, Lord, have mercy. You're going to say, Lord, thank you for your peace. Lord, thank you for your grace. And you're going to be glad to die daily. And until you come down that road of realizing without condemning yourself. What do you mean, a road of realizing? Well, you don't really realize how perverted you are until you come down the road of realizing. You start to realize, God, you're walking down this road. I didn't realize that about myself. Huh? Now, you got to go down that road of realizing without condemning yourself. Because once you start down the road of realizing, you start to realize where you really are in yourself. Okay? And so you start to realize. And that's a walk of faith. It takes a lot of faith when you have to realize yourself and where you really are without Jesus. And as you start to realize what you really are, you get into a transition period and you take on Christ. That's why it has to be that way. And maybe you're with somebody and they are a total donkey. Well, they're going to realize it. And they're going to change. Didn't it happen to Pinocchio? Huh? Grew them great big old ears and that big old long nose? Huh? He became a donkey. But you know, maybe you're sitting here, maybe you're a donkey. Maybe you're on the radio, maybe you're a donkey. You're going to realize it. You're going to want to change. You're going to cry out to God. And, you know, you just, that's the way people are, aren't it? That's the way we are, isn't it? We have to walk down the road of realization. So much phony ministry, I don't believe it. You know what I mean? So many empty praises, I don't believe it. Really, the need to deal with the thing is becoming more Christ-like. Isn't that the whole thing? Simple, childlike, baby faith. Isn't that what boils down to? Aren't we all going to come back to that in the end? After all of this mind-bending teaching, we're all going to come back to being like babes and say, God, I don't understand anything. All I know is I need to be fed. You can cry out like a baby and God is going to feed you, and you just simply by faith receive it. Oh. Whew. You know, you're never going to be free till you realize that. Preachers, you will never be free until you walk down the road of realization. You'll never walk around free? No, you won't. You'll walk around with a sappy, phony grin on your face, hiding behind a mask of unreality. Okay, Christians, before you enter into getting better, receive more of the remedy. Today, I'm going to get better. No, you say, I can do all things through Christ. Give me more of Christ. Give me more of the remedy. How many need more of the remedy? I do. You know why? If you don't receive more of the remedy, you'll fall every time. See, there's a legacy left to us, and then a twofold peace. A peace of friendship, of agreement, of love, of everlasting union between the elect and God. And then I believe it's next the peace of sweet enjoyment. Oh, it's so good to have that rest and that sweet enjoyment, that peace. You know, when there's no wind above, there is no storms below. And when heaven is serene, earth is quiet. You see, your conscience reflects a complacency of God. And therefore, it says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom we have received the atonement. Oh, God. I said, would you please read your Bible? Don't you know that your conscience has been washed? Don't you know that you're a free agent with Jesus Christ? Don't you know that God is putting you through your paces? Don't you know these things have got to happen for you to change? Don't you know that you've never understood? Don't you know that you have to have a peace of a true Christian, that you can't enjoy your life until you have a peace and you start to enjoy what Jesus has done? I'm not talking about to build up a fantasy of imagination. I'm not talking about something built on works. I'm not talking about something that you've come a long way, Charlie, and God should be proud of you. I'm talking about something that's built on fact. I'm talking about positive truths in the Word of God. I'm talking about God's will. I'm talking about something that's founded upon the rock that no wind can pull down. And when a man has faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, it's no wonder that he has peace. I have a peace. And why do I have that peace? I have a peace because I understand the cross. I understand the rest of God. I understand that my conscience can't condemn me. I can be convicted, but I can turn to the Lord. And my Lord says, 70 times 7, I'll forgive you. And I understand the Word. And I say, Jesus, I receive it. And so now the Bible says, I'm fully justified from all things and stand accepted as a believer. Whew. Well, you say, what's the bonus for believing that way? peace of mind. You know what that is, to have peace of mind? I mean when you're going through all kinds of things and you just have peace of mind. And you know when you lose your peace of mind? When something comes in between you and Jesus Christ. A job, a situation, your ministry, your church, your position, or a person. You lose your peace. Now you're listening on the radio, you boyfriends and girlfriends, and I was talking to a girl today, and I says, honey, you ain't going to have no peace, because at number one in your life, you got a God in there outside of God. And this guy is a God. You want to have peace? I'll go for it. I says, If I found that out once, I found it out 100 times. But it seems like our nature is to kind of go that way. And you know, when you give that thing up that's in between you and God, you get your peace back. And you know what the byproduct of peace is? Joy. Freedom. And sometimes you don't really realize you're in bondage. Did you know that? And all of a sudden you say, you know what? I didn't realize it, but I was in bondage to this person. I was in bondage to this job. I was in bondage to this thing. And you give it up and you got your peace back. There is nothing, nothing, I don't care what it is, that's worth losing your peace with. Say amen. And I told this little girl, I says, honey, don't lose your peace for nobody. You're not going to have peace with this person. Never. You're only going to have peace in Jesus Christ. Don't look for it anywhere else. And if you do, God will cause it so you don't have any peace. You see, the Bible says we serve a jealous God. You think you can get jealous? Ooh. The Lord can get jealous. Say amen, somebody. Let nothing rob you of your peace. Give that thing up. Oh, God, I can't. Oh, I can't give up Johnny, flock of hair, Johnny. Ha! Give him up. If he destroys your peace, let him go. And if you got peace with God, and Johnny wants to go with peace in God, fine. You don't want to go that way? Goodbye. Does that sound kind of cruel? It's the truth. And it says in the Bible, and the truth shall set you free. I said, hey, hon, I said, these are just games. I said, people love to play games. Isn't that true? I said, this is a game. You can go on with this game the rest of your life. And you'll have no peace. Well, how long have you been with this character? Oh, 3 or 4 years. And we got a little one. And not married? No. You got any peace? No. No peace. Into alcohol? Into drinking? No peace. I said, what fascination does this ignoramus have for you? What you need, now I'm gonna lead her to Jesus, see, because she needs peace. And seasoned Christian, you'll forget about it yourself, and you'll strike out there, and you think something else is going to bring you joy. No, the byproduct, peace is the main thing, and the byproduct of that is joy. You aren't even going to be happy. Can't be happy. If there's something outside of God, you aren't going to be happy. Oh, but I'll die. Well, then die. Die happy. I know I'm talking to a lot of young people because, yeah, they get into that, you know, I mean, a little naturally. And they get their little hearts broken, you know. And they go through their little things. And then some of them live that way for years. Live that way in a melancholy stink, thinking about somebody over there that don't give a heck for them anyway. And that's their little heartthrob. Some joker that don't even care for them. And they have no peace. You know who that is? That is the devil. How many hearing this? Yeah, that's the devil. They keep you into a melancholy slump thinking about some woman or some guy over there. And I think it's because people don't want to make a commitment, so they got this thing over here they can kind of hold on to. And they can be melancholy, and then they don't have to make a commitment to anybody else. It's sort of a weird love affair. And the more I counsel with the people, the more I come to realize that they are not putting Jesus Christ first. And when you put Jesus Christ first, you're going to have peace. And they have to learn how to say, when something gets in the way of their peace, say, bye-bye. There's nothing worth losing your peace about. You hearing this, girls? On the radio here? If you could only get through on this thing here, so that peace, people would have a sense of pardon in their soul. Not only believe in our forgiveness from the testimony of God, but we have a sense of pardon. You have a sense of pardon. You don't just know. You know because you know because you know. What does that mean? Well, it's something more than a belief in Christ. But can there be any more? Yes, there can. It's the cream of faith. It's the ripe fruit of believing. It's the believing, I believe, in full bloom. It's the believing, it's like a dropping new seeds of faith for more of God to share with others. When I'm sharing with you, I had to go through something to share it with you. But see, if you have no sense of that pardon, you keep right on believing until you get it. And then the believing by and by will advance you to seeing that which I believed and hoped for. And the Holy Spirit, once in a while, will drop these and shed abroad, it says in the Bible, shed abroad in a believer a consciousness that he's forgiven. It's sort of a mysterious agency that falls on you when you need it, really need it. And you know that you are saved, saved, saved. And all the false witnesses, and they're coming on like crazy, all the false witnesses in the earth should rise up. If they should rise up and tell that man at that time that God is not reconciled to him, and that he is not reconciled with God, and that he is not forgiven, well, he'd laugh right in his face. You know why? Because he knows. Oh, what a great thing it is to have a blessed assurance. Oh, what peace to know. Whew. Oh, hey, you people on the radio, maybe you've fallen. Dare to believe God. And you know what? When you dare to believe God with childlike faith and you're in a backslidden condition, you know what will happen? God will manifest his complete pardon to you and you will know without a shadow of a doubt. And that's what people need, to know without a shadow of a doubt that they are totally forgiven. And you'll start to enjoy an intimacy with Jesus Christ. You'll start to enjoy an intimacy where Jesus speaks and whispers in your ear and he gives you love visits. I've been going through some things and the Lord has given me peace like a river. And I understand. And he is always speaking to me here of late, go on. Go on and let nothing get in the way of your peace. If it does, forget it. If it does, sidestep it. If it does, give it over. And so now I'm getting peace like a river. You know what? I think we need to seek that peace. It's sort of like getting down into water in the fathoms of the ocean. You know, you get down to like 1,000 fathoms down there, and there's no current, there's nothing down there. It's peace. Like Peter's peace when he was chained up in between those two deodorant guards, or like Paul and Silas that were singing at the midnight hour, oh God, or Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, or let's say David and the giant, let's say Elijah on Mount Carmel, or Jesus at the trial. What did he say? You said it. Wasn't that peace? All scarred, hair ripped out, beard ripped out, teeth loose, bleeding, you know, scratched all over, nose torn, ears hanging down. And they asked him a question. He said, do you mean to say that you are the Son of God? You said it. Well, I think we need to really go for it. I think we need to go for peace. And how do you get it? By simply receiving it. And you know, lastly here, Satan will try to rob you of your peace. He'll come to you early in the morning, you just open your eyes up. Oh yeah. He'll accuse you. He'll say to you, "You have lost out." He'll also, he can use people to defeat you and discourage you. But you don't listen to that. Because see, those are peace destroyers. Don't listen to people. Don't even listen to yourself. And I think another want of peace is ignorance. People that live under the law. Some people love to live under the law. Are you hearing this? They have no peace. It's fruitless. They just don't have the grand certainties. They can't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I think we really need to go after peace and say, "Lord, I receive this peace. Peace I have given unto you. This peace I live with. I leave with you." It's an inheritance. It's a gift. And all, like never before in this end time, when you get into matters of conscience and you get into all these things, remember that God has given you a peace that passes all understanding. And all you have to do by faith is receive it. And don't get into learning about how you have to work this faith. Just receive it. See? People think they don't know enough about faith. No, faith is just simply receiving. And you can learn all you want to about it, but in the end, it's just receiving. Here is your heritage. Perfect peace. It's in my will, signed the testament, signed in the will. It's a blood covenant, and here it is. Now, what do you have to do to receive it? You take it. You receive it to yourself, and it's yours. And it's the same way with the peace that God has given you. You receive it. Maybe you're feeling like a dog. It ain't got nothing to do with it. You got peace. How many want to receive their peace? At every day receive your peace. Get up in the morning. Jesus, this is the will and the testament. This is what you've given to me. I'm going to have peace. Maybe you feel like, "Oh, gee, I betrayed somebody. I did this. I did that." That hasn't got nothing to do with it. You receive your peace. See what I'm saying? You're going to need it. Mothers call up and, "Oh, gee, I just feel so bad. I beat Junior and I slapped him and he went to school and he was just, I just feel so bad about it." Oh, why don't you go after your peace? Because Junior forgot all about it. He's probably poking somebody in the head right now. You know what I mean? So just receive your peace back. That's what you got to give people. And that's what you have to go out there and give people away. Peace. 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 That's all you can give them. People come down here, they're all upset and they're all excited. What do you got to give them? Peace. You got it? I mean, you can come down here at noon and you're going to see peace down here. People come in and they're happy. Why? There's peace in here. Yeah. And you know why there's peace in here? Jesus is in here and the people that work here have received peace. So they got peace to give out. They're not walking around all tight-lipped. Next! No, they got peace. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you want, peace? When you go home at night, you want peace, don't you? Well, do you get it? Well, beside the point. I mean, you want it, don't you? It ain't got nothing to do with it, Wayne. See, you get your peace from Jesus Christ. Because you're going to be accusing yourself all the time. It says, "He is the accuser of the breath." You know who's real close to Satan? Your flesh. And you're always going to accuse yourself. You're going to have someone to agree with you. "Satan, you're a bum. Fine person you are." Yeah, fine person I am. Now don't lose your peace. Just receive your peace. Because you're going to go through that every day. Don't do it. You'll just be, you wipe yourself out. You're not good for anybody. Because you're walking around, you can smile, but you don't have no peace. You got sort of a sick, pasty smile. You know what I mean? It's not real. When you got peace, it's real. When you know that you are forgiven, you know that God's blood has washed you clean as white as could ever be, and you always stay that way, that gives you peace. You're not a nervous nerd, all right? Have you been around nervous nerds? Do they give you any kind of peace? No, they're always striving. They're always going for it. Let's go for it. Go for what? Go for what? It's all done. Just give away peace. Isn't that simple? Isn't it? No, it is. But just say yes. Yeah, this is simple. It is simple. Just give away your peace. You just receive it. And you know, if you're going to be all nervous, and you're going to be a nervous nerd, then that's what you're going to give away, the nervous nerds. And you're going to give that away. But you just receive your peace. Now, you're not going to be perfect. You never are going to be perfect. No, no, no. There's only one perfect one. That's Jesus. I'm not going to be perfect. Okay. Now we got that settled, right? Not going to be perfect. Now, you still have to receive your peace. Well, okay, I'll receive it. I'm not perfect. Get off that. We know that. We know that. You don't have to convince us. No, no, no. You're far from it. You should be like me. No, right? Huh? Huh? See? Just get off of that now. Because, see, that hasn't got a thing to do with it. What it has to do with it is that you receive by baby childlike faith, even as scunger as you are, you receive peace. Babies do. I just said before you came in, Lisha. I said, this baby is screaming and hollering and yelling, and you stuff a bottle in his mouth. It doesn't ask you for a faith lesson. It no, and it curls its little toes up, you know, and oh, he just sucks the bottle dry. Why? He didn't have to have a faith lesson. He just received it by faith. He knew mom, when he started bawling and cried out, he was going to jam that bottle in his mouth. Did you get anything out of this? Oh, God, I hope so. Because you won't have no peace. And maybe you're worried about somebody. You're worried about this person, you know, that. Receive peace for them, too. Just receive peace for them. Don't receive your worries for them. I'm so worried about so-and-so. And that ain't going to do no good. Just have peace. If I've learned one thing in my ministry, is how to receive peace. And I've learned what the peace destroyers are. There's a lot of them, believe me. Namely, yourself. The biggest enemy of peace is yourself. Did you know that? Peace I leave with you. Not the peace that the world says. My peace I give unto you. Go out and give that away. You listen on the radio, go out and give that away. Praise God. And if you've been a nerd all week, well, it's just God working on you. Say, God, You really had to be with me this week, and I really appreciate it. I have been a total nerd, and I am sorry, and receive your peace. Is that hard? No, it's easy. It's only hard when you want to horsewhip yourself and get into condemnation and all this junk. See? No, receive your peace. Jesus, I thank you for this audience tonight. I thank you that we can have this peace because you've already given it to us. Thank you so much, Lord, for that peace that passes understanding. Thank you, Lord, for the revealing, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that we can have it simply by applying the word to our conscience and saying, this is what the Lord has said, conscience. Now be quiet, be still, and know that he is God. Jesus, we thank you for this audience. We thank you for the radio audience. We thank you for the many, many things you've done in our ministry and the food that you're bringing in great abundance. And we want to praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I was wounded here last week, and I got to tell you something that just wounded me, just terrible, hit me in my heart. Someone said that, you know, beans, I didn't know any of these songs, that they should have someone come up and do the singing. Oh, God, it hurt. It hurt terrible. But, you know, I'm willing to sacrifice, and I'm willing to sacrifice, you know, and if Dean will come up and maybe Sue, and you can, you know, do some kind of song up there because, you know, it hurt, but that's okay. It's all right. No, go right ahead. If you can do better, you know, go ahead. No, I really think that that's the answer to it. You know what I mean? Goodbye.